Good morning, Chelvest and Caldicott and Chelston Rise. This is Friday, the 3rd of April, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily briefing for the village. Well, we're approaching the end of our second week of lockdown and are slowly getting into the stride of things. Yesterday was certainly a much quieter day on the public forum, but behind the scenes, my phone didn't stop buzzing all day. It was fantastic. Villagers were contacting me to share concerns about people in the village who might be vulnerable. And this is exactly what I wanted. I salute you all for taking the big step of raising concerns. That's not easy, I know that. The standard British approach is to keep your nose out of other people's business. But this isn't the time for that. I need you. The great news is that all the households that people were worried about are already on the Parish Council radar. We've got mechanisms in place to monitor and support them all. But of course, I'm still missing nearly 70 households from my checklist, and this worries me. But yesterday was a good day. We managed to contact another 4 households. And my special thanks have got to go out to Candy and Les in Hillside. They've been working hard to track down contact details for all the potentially vulnerable households in their road. They've got their own lives to lead, but they've been in touch with me daily. Fantastic, that's exactly what we need. So slowly, the outside world is catching up with us. On Wednesday, Northamptonshire County Council launched their support line for vulnerable or self-isolating people. If you fall into this group, please register with them. Of course, we'll help you locally, but it'd be great to know that the army are also ready to come in if needed. Yesterday, Candy also let me know that Longhurst Housing Association have been contacting their tenants in the village to offer them a dedicated support line. Again, I encourage every tenant in the village to register with them. The more support we have, the better. In a rather surprising thread of discussion, Carol, Elaine and Janet let us know about problems with the banks and building societies in Rushden, in particular Lloyds, Barclays and Nationwide. Some branches have been closed this week and others are changing their opening hours, and some are even shutting for a while. The message is, please check before you travel. Joanne Card again provided us with another great update on the situation at Asda. Most rationing has now ended, except of course toilet rolls, baby milk and hand sanitizer. Checkout screens should have been installed overnight and the contact limit will be raised to £45 over the next few days. We've also heard from Andy Barnes that Potters of Stanwick are now doing home deliveries of meat. There's a minimum order of £50, but apparently that's just a freezer full. I was surprised at this. I'm vegetarian. I could easily live for a month on £50 worth of vegetables from Lidl. Now, the sharp-eared amongst you may have noticed a change in the soundscape of the village. The hourly chimes of the clock fell silent yesterday. One of the historic quirks of this village was always that the church bells have chimed 2 minutes before the hour, and the church clock itself was always wrong by another 2 minutes. Now, I've always used the chimes each day to time my litter pick, and it was very strange yesterday for them to be missing. The reason is that the Ecclesiastical Insurance Company has ordered all churches to switch off their electricity supply for the duration of the emergency. And so our bells and our clock have now fallen silent. More sadly, the 2 small lights that have shone continuously for nearly 50 years at the 2 altars in the church have also been extinguished. Many of you will remember Michael Folger, church warden for over 40 years. He was a bit of a madcap engineer, and he replaced the oil-burning lights at the altars with specially dimmed mains lights back in the 1970s. In the winter, I'm often in the churchyard at 6 a.m, and it's always been lovely to see Michael's lights glowing from the church. The lights in the church building may have gone, but Michelle and the team have dedicated themselves to keeping the lights shining in the parish through their daily podcasts. Please listen to them. Even the unfaithful heathen that I am can see the value in reflecting on the good that lives in us all. Stay safe, folks. We'll get through this together. Thank you.